back down to the ticker booth and meet Matt McLaren. The 31-year-old Matt McLaren, who we just found out has a girlfriend of the tender age of 19.
Where do you meet a 19-year-old at your age?
We were in
Chuck E. Cheese,
a theatrical production together. So,
you were a thespian?
Yes. From time to time. Not much anymore, though.
What play was this?
It was Barefoot in the Park.
Oh, that's lovely.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And were you the...
We were.
The lovers?
Yeah. We were.
The Redford and Jane Fonda?
Yes.
Searching for Love.
Now, were you lovers prior to your...
That's where they met.
That's where you met, huh?
That's where we met, yeah.
Okay. All right, so...
And he'd like to remain anonymous.
Right.
So you're... This chemistry that developed on stage became an offstage thing, huh?
It did, very quickly.
Like so many other actors and actresses throughout time.
That's right.
You meet on the set and you...
Taylor and Richard Burton hooked up.
That's right.
And who else?
Chewbacca and C-3PO.
You and the Hammer.
I don't know who that is.
So you start, obviously...
Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins get together that way?
Yeah, they met on Bull Durham.
Yes.
So you meet this girl, and when she says, when you're talking to her, and you say, well, you know, casually, how old are you? And she says, 19. Are you taken aback at all? Or did you just say, I don't care, I'm plowing through for it?
I was surprised, but it didn't really bother me.
Didn't
bother.
Of
course not.
You know.
Now, and she lives at home with mom and dad?
She does, yes.
Does she go to college?
No.
Or daycare?
No, she doesn't.
Daycare.
She stays home and watches Hannah Montana most of the time.
She's not still in high school.
No, she graduated.
Okay.
Were you dating her when she was in high school?
I did go to prom last year, yes. It was exciting.
Are you
I had
kidding
a good time.
Me?
It was fantastic.
Dude, are you serious?
Yes.
You were a 30-year-old at prom, huh?
Matt!
Everybody, it was so creepy.
Everybody thought he was a chaperone.
Matt, why didn't you just say no? That's probably not appropriate.
I thought it would be fun.
No, it's not fun.
So I thought I would check it out. It'd been a while since I'd been. So
yeah, like 12 years.
I thought, why not?
No 30-year-old goes to prom.
Yeah, they're called the principal of the school.
Right, you were older than teachers there.
I know. It's a little creepy.
Sometimes they're called the pulverizer.
Oh.
So this is a local gal, obviously.
It is.
And does she have any aspirations for higher education? Or?
Well, she wants to be an actress.
But right now she's kind of in that period of trying to find herself a little bit and decide which direction she's wanting to go.
Does she work besides random theater projects?
She has a part-time job and does acting and that kind of thing.
Is her part-time job involve waitressing or something like that?
No.
What's it involve?
She works at Victoria's Secret. Which is, it's lovely.
All right, I already hate this guy. Because she knows she gets the employee discount.
Yeah.
She takes full advantage of that for you?
Let me ask you this. Your mom and dad approve of this? Are they cool?
Yeah, they're cool with it now. I think at first they were a little surprised. But I've always dated younger girls. Not quite this young, but... So it was a shock to them at first, but once they met her and my friends got to know her and stuff.
All right, when did this production take place at Barefoot in the Park?
We've been together like a year and a half now, I guess. It was a little over a year ago, so.
So was she 17 when you started dating her?
No, she was 18.
Oh, I thought, hell no, of course not, no, dude.
Well, 17 is legal, I believe, in Texas, so it would have been okay.
Skirting the boundaries, he was flipping through his Texas handbook, making sure that was all good.
Well, you gotta know where you're at.
Mm-hmm. That's covered in the Texas handbook.
The
huh?
Texas the one, handbook.
The one that we're all issued at birth.
This is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
Well, where are you from? You from this part of the world?
Yes, I am. I'm from Rockwall. So, she's
when
from
was
that
the last
area
time
well?
You got laid?
Mike.
So, her parents allow you to spend the night at their house?
Yeah. Yeah, they
How
do.
How old are her parents?
My age.
Are they like early 40s?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, they're in their 40s, mid-40s.
My God.
So you already know all this, huh?
He's been going out with her for a year and a half.
No, you're looking at me.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, Shoopy spilled the beans the last time Matt was on
oh, really?
On Tickers.
Thanks a lot,
yeah.
Groobs.
Yeah.
So where do y'all go hang out? It's tough, isn't it?
It is tough.
Movie theaters?
We hang out at the house, mostly.
out speed in the zone.
Right. Dave and Buster's.
I work a lot, so I don't have much time machine. To hang out, so it works out well.
Where do you work besides here?
I work at a 24-hour fitness. I do that during the week.
Train?
No. No, I don't train. I sell memberships or try to.
Well, look,
anyway.
Don't act like that, you know, you're above those guys. I mean,
no, I'm not. I mean, I just...
No,
I
don't have that.
You don't think the trainer is a noble profession in this world? You don't think there's
think
a place in the world for him?
I think there is, actually, yeah. I wouldn't look at myself and think that I was a trainer.
I knew where you were going,
I'm seeing
Matt.
You through two window panes. Why don't you stand up and let us take a look at you?
Well, you know, I'll do that later, if you'd like. Put on a little show for you.
She's just a girlfriend, right?
Uh-oh. What are you getting at? Why are you doing this to me?
Do we just score?
I don't know.
Yes, USA! USA! USA!
I think...
Well, she's not a girlfriend. What is she?
Is she a fiancé, dude?
What are the possibilities here?
She's a fiancé, yes.
Holy
we are engaged.
Good crap.
See, it's love. That makes it okay. It
what was the last girlfriend you had prior to this? Or were you in a dry spell?
Man, it only gets worse. No, it only gets worse from here. I mean, this is just... I was actually married prior.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a whole can that really we shouldn't open.
Wait a minute. Does the ex-wife know what's going on here?
I would think she does, yeah.
So, can you imagine how disgusted...
And she hates me. No, she knows. She pretty much knows. She and her family hate me.
Why?
Well, you know... They have reasons. We weren't married very long.
How long were you married?
Like 2 years.
Ah, did you not act right in that time?
That's double Danny.
That's plenty. No kids?
It was a learning experience. No children, no.
That's good.
She's a good girl. I hope she's doing well.
Is she your age?
No, she's a few years younger.
How much?
I think she was 6 years younger than me.
Okay.
So not as bad.
Look, it's not weird. It's not weird that you're, you know, engaged to someone 10 years or 12 years younger than you. That happens a lot. It's just when the other end is
that happens usually when you're my age.
Right, right. Yeah. When you're 40 and you hook up with a 30-year-old or something like that. This is fascinating. Fascinating stuff. Well,
it's an interesting story, that's for sure. I mean, there's a lot that I won't get into it, but it is bizarre.
Do you have any pictures?
I might have some on my phone.
Okay. That'll work right now. That'll hold me over for the next 3.5. That's cool.
Let you use that for a while?
Yeah.
Share the love. I don't mind.
So she's going to be an actress. So what happens when she says, Matt,
I'm moving to Hollywood.
I'm moving. And it's take it or leave it.
We'll have to cross that bridge when we get there. I wouldn't mind moving to L.A.
So when is your marital date?
May 22nd.
Oh, that's the 1 year birthday of my son.
Well, there you go.
We have a lot in common.
So it's greatness. Good for all of us.
That is pretty soon.
Yeah, it is.
Can
it's
he come
quick.
Bring his son to your wedding reception?
No, you need to go to his wedding reception and chow down on some meatballs.
You know what? I want to come to your wedding reception because you know what marrying a 19-year-old means.
19-year-old friends.
Everywhere.
Bridesmaids.
They're everywhere.
College girls all over the place.
Wait a minute.
It'll be a party for everyone.
Is there, like, was she good friends with, like, a sophomore? Who's now a senior who's going to be in the wedding?
Yeah, there may be some of that.
This is insane.
It is really odd.
You know what? Look, I'm fine with everything except for prom. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Man, the prom experience was about as creepy as it gets. I felt weird. I took a little video camera and recorded it, me and my friends.
I bet you did.
I mean, it was enjoyable. It was a bizarre experience.
You and your friends?
Well, you know, I have some friends like, man, it's creepy that you're going to prom and you're 30 years old. And it is. I mean, it is creepy.
And they went along with you to record all this?
No, I did. I took, like, a little video thing and, you know, recorded some things. And it's just weird. The parents stare at you like, who's that older guy?
Well, you made it sound like you might have bought a posse
like
with you up there that
night. No. It was just, it's a bizarre experience. There's no way around it. It's very odd.
Shocking.
It is.
It's fun to do bad things.
Boy, is it ever, man. Well, hopefully this will last a little longer in your first marriage.
I doubt it.
What was the problem?
Or my second.
What was the problem in the first marriage?
It just was not meant to be.
Wow.
Is that your speculation?
Not on her part, that's for sure.
Okay, I took a shot, turned out wrong.
It wasn't meant to be.
But did you know that about? Did you know that during the engagement process that it probably wasn't going to work out? Because sometimes that's how it is. You just feel like you're stuck.
Yeah, I had a feeling that I probably should have stepped up and said something, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. I wasn't man enough, and so you know, I messed her up. Her and now they all hate me. So welcome to that.
I made the mistake of getting married.
So now you fixed all that. You're doing it right this time. You think this is it, huh?
You really did it right this time. You really followed the guidelines this time.
You're going to get to the end of the line with this one, huh?
I looked at lasting examples, and this is what I thought would work.
Great success.
Don't you think that 19 is a little young to be getting married? Or are you just trying to cut her off at the pass and make her realize... Before she realizes that this is ridiculous.
This is about limiting options, buddy.
I think so, too. I really do.
You're trying to abduct her is what you're doing.
Abduct her.
Yeah.
This is very Tom and Katie.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Are you at the point now, Matt, that this is the best piece of ass that you think you'll get? Because that's where you really got to... I mean, I made that mistake. I didn't...
Whoa.
What?
Go ahead. No, you're doing great.
I didn't think that out. I wasn't thinking
throwing
that way.
Throwing the car into reverse.
I wasn't thinking that way. You need to...
Backing out of this cul-de-sac.
You're not making any sense at all.
I want to dump everything that's just happened in the last minute.
No. So when you got married, Corby, you were thinking, this is the best piece of ass that I'm ever going to get, and now you've realized that you were wrong.
Isn't that what it sounded like to you?
It sounds like it to me.
If you let me talk, I'll explain
all
what
right.
I was saying.
Go ahead.
I wasn't thinking that like, okay, here I am. I never crossed my mind. Uh-huh. It should cross everyone's mind, though.
Does it make any sense? What you just said makes no sense.
I know.
Everybody's mind should cross. And then, yeah. What?
Would you like to go to a commercial break?
We were talking about Matt.
Uh-huh.
And his teenage lover.
Not anymore. Anymore, we're not.
Yeah, he suddenly wriggled off the hook.
And why did the music go down? This makes me uncomfortable.
I was trying to help you think. And that didn't turn out so well.
Oh, boy. Well, good luck, Matt.
Yes.
We're all praying for you. And why are we not invited to the wedding? I know that we just met 10 minutes ago.
I called him Matt McLaughlin, so I'm not getting invited for sure.
I want to go to the wedding. Is it local? It's here, right?
Yeah, it's around the area.
Can I go?
It's a Rockwall wedding.
Sure, show up. Why
is
not?
It going to be at the Church on the Rock?
No, it's not.
It's not?
It's not in Rockwall. It's
church
in Garland,
on the Rock.
No, there is a Church on the Rock.
Yeah, I know. It's just funny to hear Corbin
say that. It's in Arlington?
It's in Garland.
Garland?
Yeah.
It's going to be the Church on the Gar. Yeah.
Well, have fun.
Thank you. I will. I'll try anyways.
Kids? You looking for kids pretty soon here?
Maybe in a few years.
A few years at 19?
Yeah. Yeah. Poor girl. You know, maybe like 6, 7
years.
Was
that Mike?
Use a rubber. It's the best advice I can give you, pal.
Thank you.
Just trying to help.
I appreciate it.
It was nice to meet you.
You as well.
Send me something very naughty.
From Victoria's Secret.
Go to the bathroom and take it. Wink.
Okay.
350 on the ticket.
When Sports Radio.